So how did you like this, you know, like cliffhanger about me saying that today's video is going to give you a positive buzz? Well, I'm going to explain everything in this short and sweet video, and it's just as short as sweet as the time you're going to be spending under the cold shower. Only 2 minutes, but this video is going to be a little bit longer. Anyways, you heard it right. Cold water is actually a very powerful spiritual tool to raise your vibration. And you've probably read or heard about it, you know, before, and actually a lot, because ice baths and cold showers, the Wim Hof method, this breathing stuff, it's all become really popular lately. And it's not without reason, actually, because cold water actually triggers a small stress response in the body. And if you do this regularly, it's going to make you stronger. You know, it strengthens your immune system and it's going to give your willpower a boost, making it easier for you to stick to things that you really want to do, but might be a little bit difficult for you to start with. So it can help you with eating healthier. It can help you with working out. It can help you pretty much with everything you do, because you essentially, you know, increasing the strength of your, or actually this capacity of your willpower. It's kind of like upgrading from a generic brand battery to like this long lasting, you know, Duracell. I don't know if you have Duracell in the US, but for sure in Europe, it's kind of like with this, you know, this rabbit that keeps on just going because the batteries last longer. So what cold water also does is improving circulation, which in turn then supports a stronger immune system. It enhances all functions related to your blood cells and circulation. Your brain is going to function better. Your muscles are going to recover faster. And because of the cold, inflammation in the body is going to be reduced. And it helps you, you know, heal more quickly after your workout, for example. So this is why, for example, also cold showers and these ice baths, they are so popular among professional athletes. So when you take a cold shower, and by that I just mean that you're going to, you know, turn the tap full open all the way to cold, and that's it, it becomes nearly impossible to be anywhere else than just in that present moment when this cold water is hitting your face. You cannot overthink this stuff, and when this cold water is there, you don't feel stressed, and all kind of like feelings of depression disappear. I mean, it gives, of course, a little stress, reaction to your body, but it's going to be an incredibly, you know, big boost for, you know, your body and also for your mind. So with that, I hope that you're going to experiment with taking cold showers because it's good for a lot of stuff and you don't have to do it straight away, you know, every day. Maybe you want to start with once or twice a week or something. And of course, you're going to notice that even though it's uncomfortable at first, that your mood after the shower is just absolutely fabulous and amazing. And so when I say cold shower, again, I mean this, no warm water at all, at least for 2 minutes. And the water has to hit your head, okay? You want to close your eyes. You want to face this cold stream of water. In the end, 10 seconds under the cold shower is not going to do anything for you. It won't trigger the release of endorphins. And that's exactly what you're after. That's what you want to do. And that's why you want to, you know, be under this cold shower for 2 minutes. You're absolutely going to feel incredible after that. If you only do it for 10 seconds, for example, and then turn off the water, you kind of like only experience the discomfort without any benefits. And you won't be eager to try it again at a later time. But if you stay under for more than 2 minutes, you are absolutely going to feel amazing. And that feeling actually can last for several hours, up to several hours. So, okay, you know that cold shower is good for you. How do you take this cold shower? People want to have this step by step. And I'm going to explain it very simple. You step under the shower head, you turn on the tap to cold, and you're going to stay there for 2 minutes, okay? Anyway, that's the way, but I'm also kidding a little bit because there's ways to make it a little bit more easy. So what I did, or what I still do actually, is I start with warm shower and then I switch to cold. It's not so much actually that I just start directly under cold shower. Maybe sometimes if I just have a workout done or something, but I start with warm and I immediately, and then when I'm done with showering warm, I just immediately turn on the cold water. And that's it. Then I'm going to stay on it for 2 minutes. But what you can do is also you can gradually go to cold water. Another approach is that you're going to do this little by little. So you're going to start on day one with 10 seconds, for example, even if it's not so helpful. And then after 3 days, you're going to do 20 seconds and so forward. But again, in those first few seconds, it's just the most uncomfortable thing. It's the hardest. And I encourage you to just push through and just do 2 minutes. What I don't recommend, by the way, is that you're going to stay under this cold shower for more than 5 minutes, because there's no any extra benefits and it just becomes uncomfortable after that. And that's it. This is what you want to try to do for yourself. It's such an easy and, you know, interesting and nice way to raise your vibration with something that you actually already do every day, and that's showering. So when you do this, I know for sure that you are going to feel great about yourself that you actually do this. You're going to feel happy. You're going to feel motivated to take on other things. This is really such a small and easy stepping stone to, you know, to make sure that you are going to do other things. Like, for example, after that, eat a healthy breakfast or something like that. So it's kind of like with flow state, right? Flow state, you also begin with small tasks that you can easily, you know, do. Like, for example, checking some emails, checking some statistics. It doesn't matter what kind of work you have, but just small things that you know you can handle within like 1, 2, or 5 minutes or something, and that you can just, you know, strike through on your to-do list. This is, you know, kind of like what sets me up for a great day. So what I do is I'm going to do like a yoga flow in the morning. I'm going to do some meditation. Then I'm going to take cold shower. And after that cold shower, I want to have like, I want to make this juice. So I'm going to make a juice of either like beetroot, carrot, ginger, and orange. Or I take like celery, cucumber, apple, and also ginger. And so, you know, if I have done those, you know, like 3-4 things or something, I mean, after that, I am just ready for the day. And I just already have made such a good momentum from like these small things. And, you know, it all starts with kind of like, you know, little flow yoga, little cold shower. And then you can just gradually, you know, build upon those, that good momentum that you already started off. And actually, you know, cold shower is an amazing, amazing tool to start the day off right. So again, I hope you're going to, you know, try it for yourself, stick with it. First, you know, for like 2 days in a week, or maybe just immediately every day from now on in the morning. That's it for now. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow in a new module in our Raise Your Vibration Masterclass. I hope you enjoy it as much as I'm enjoying it making these videos for you. And again, I'll see you tomorrow.